Yes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
The unpredictable Wrangler for the ride of life. Shop our newest styles today at Wrangler.com.
Keep it twisted all year long with Twisted Tea Hard Iced Tea. Twisted Tea is real iced tea that packs a punch with 5% alcohol. Tastes great at the beach, the mountains, or even in your backyard. Look for the bright yellow Twisted Tea cans.
Twisted Tea Brewing Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Please drink responsibly.
You're listening to 96.5 The Fan from the Mission Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling Studios.
What's up? It's Patrick Mahomes. Catch me every Monday during the season with C-Dot right here on your home of the Chiefs. 96.5 The Fan.
KFNZ-FM&AM, HD1 and HD2 Kansas City in Odyssey Sports Station. Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's C-Dot.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Thrilled, excited, delighted to be here with you on this wonderful Red Monday. Rob is here as well. You guys know how we have to start things off. Yes, we will talk a lot of Chiefs. Yes, we will talk a little bit of Royals. I don't think anybody wants a whole lot of Royals in today's show, but you guys know what we have to do. If you're watching this on Twitch, if you are watching this on YouTube, wherever you are watching this, I want you to participate. Did your favorite college football team win this weekend? My hand is raised. K-State fan, Willie the Wildcat, your hand's not up for some reason. You have a one in the loss column? You know what? That's not that big of a deal. You guys went on the road. You lost a tough one in Provo, a night game in conference play. You know what? I don't have too much energy for you. I know that my team will be in a bowl game. Your team will be in a bowl game. I think you guys are going to get back on the right track this weekend at home against Oklahoma State. So even though you can't raise your hand, that's fine. I don't have too many jokes for you. Even though my hand is up, I don't have any issues with you. Rob, once again, your hand is down? Hold on, again, if your team won this weekend, put your hand in the air. I'm the only one with my hand up. Rob, your team lost again?
It's hard times over here in Lawrence. I did get an email today, though. If you want to go to Vegas to watch Duke in Kansas, tickets are on sale now.
That sound you guys hear are the basketballs bouncing in the distance. It is reached basketball season in Lawrence, Kansas. All right, enough of that. Let's talk about winners. Give them some pizza, Rob.
Pizza time on The Drive, Carrington. Dial me up right now. Caller number 6 to 913-586-7965. Caller number 6 wins a pizza from our friends over at Pizza Tasio. Pizza Tasio is Kansas City's best New York style pizza, and they have taken over the town. They lovingly use 100% whole milk mozzarella, all organic tomato sauce with locally grown fresh ingredients, all made by KC guys who both know and love pizza. So whether in the mood for a slice or two or hungry enough for a whole pie, be sure to visit them now, pizzatasio.com. pizzatascio.com. That's pizza, T-A-S-C-I-O.com.
I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend. I don't need you to tell two friends. I need you to tell one friend that if you want some of the best pizza in Kansas City and you're also excited about the Missouri Tigers as they inch closer and closer to a berth in the college football playoff, the best place to celebrate that is with us right here on The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. All right, now let's get back to very serious manners. I'm sorry, KU fan. You know I love to poke at you. It is one of my favorite activities to do. I want to give you guys a couple of statistics to put your mind at ease. Because sometimes I think what happens with Chiefs fans, and I get it, in the middle of all your successes, you don't think that the rules of engagement apply to you because you're so good. But football is still going to football no matter how good you are. What I mean, did you guys know that 62% of NFL games over the last 10 years have been decided by one score? That means, on average, around 10 of your games over the course of the season are going to be what we perceive to be coin flip kind of games. The ball bounces this way, a missed call, a made call, a great pass, a ball gets tipped. About 10 games that your team plays is going to be one score games. Did you know that the Chiefs have won their last 8 one-score games? They have won 9 in a row. 8 of them have been decided by one score. The one game that wasn't was the blowout win at home against the Miami Dolphins. Donna Kelce and Taylor Swift are still swag surfing from that win. They haven't lost since. All I want you guys to know before we dive deep into this game is your team has the most valuable asset that any team in sports can have. You have figured out a way to win the close ones. The close ones are usually 50-50. Take a look at this weekend in the National Football League, the Ravens and the Cowboys, the Saints and the Eagles. Those are coin flip games that can go in either direction. You have figured out a way to rig the coin where it always lands on tails. So I understand in the middle of it, it's frustrating and it's nerve-wracking and you're biting your fingers and you're on the edge of your seat. They win these games. No one else in the NFL does that at nearly the level and consistency in which you do. That is what makes the Chiefs by far and away the best team in the National Football League. So we are going to talk about some of the flaws and how they've played over the first 3 weeks of the season. But I need to keep this in mind, and that's why I'm starting with it, because I also want you to keep this in mind. 62% of NFL games over the last 10 years have been decided by one score. Your team is the best at those games. That is not the last time that you are going to be on the edge of your seat in the fourth quarter, mad at the play calling, mad at Patrick Mahomes. You know what? You always seem to go to bed feeling good after a win, right? It is always good to discuss the, quote, problems that your team has after a win as opposed to a loss. Some teams are not that fortunate. The Cowboys had 2 back-to-back home games, and now they are looking at 1-2 and questioning if they're going to make the postseason. The San Francisco 49ers right now, they're staring at 1-2. The Baltimore Ravens are 1-2. You're fine. I just wanted to pass that message along to you guys before we move forward in today's show that, once again, say it with me, you're fine. All right, let's move on to the next thing. Somebody who is not fine, something that is not good. I'm not here to give you guys the math speech. Rob and I have done that before. We've given you the, hey, why are you worried? The Royals are 94.6. I don't have that today. At least not off the top of the show. That might come up at some point over the course of the next 4 hours. That's not the way I want to kick off this week. I'm in a good mood. Rob's in a good mood. Hopefully you're in a good mood. We got doubleheader of Monday Night Football. Let's not start off the week with lies. I don't know if the Royals are going to be good. I don't know if things are going to be okay. I don't know if things are going to be all right. But you know what? I am willing to take responsibility. I caused this. I told you guys on Friday how they were supposed to beat around Mason Black, and they did not do that. The Royals scored one run this weekend. I was at that game. It was miserable. I bet on that game. Let me tell you the bet that I placed. I placed the Royals to win on Friday. I placed a bet on Bobby Witt Jr. to get a hit. I also placed a bet on Tommy Pham to get a hit. Rob, on Friday, who got the last out with runners in scoring position? Tell me who it was.
The last out with runners in scoring position. Was that Tommy Pham?
It was Tommy Pham who got the last out. So you know what? I am here to take responsibility for my actions. This is my fault. There's a lot of things that are not my fault. This is my fault. So you know what? I'm going to make it up to you guys. Because I gave you guys the wrong analogy the last time we had this conversation. I gave you guys the Rocky analogy. And if you've been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that I love the Rocky franchise. It's my favorite series. And I gave you the speech that Apollo Creed gave Rocky in Rocky 3.
Damn, Rock, come on! What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow! There is no tomorrow!
And you know what? That's my fault. Why did I give you guys a boxing analogy when we were talking about baseball? That's my fault. So I had to do some deep diving, some soul searching, and I had to find a better analogy for myself and for you guys. So I don't have some long monologue and some long speech about how the Royals can turn things around. I think we all know how they could turn things around. They must wake up the bats.
Aren't we going to have a prayer? We're not all savages like Serrano over there.
You guys go ahead.
Oh, well, okay.
Let's all bow our heads.
Excuse me, I'll be in my office.
Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly pray that you will guide us.
Jesus Christ, Serrano. Have to wake up bats.
They got to wake up the bats, man. It's that simple. They got to wake up the bats. The Royals scored one run this weekend. Some of you scored more on Saturday morning than they scored all weekend. It was an embarrassing performance. It was a horse bleat performance is what it was. It's embarrassing. It's unbecoming. This is not what a playoff team is supposed to look like. So you know what? We have done something to try to change the energy around this team. Tomorrow, Rob and I have called in the services of a professional. And we are going to have a psychic come in studio tomorrow at this time to change around the Royals' chakra. It's off. I caused this problem. I now need to fix it. I did this, so it is upon me to turn this thing around and wake up the bats. So that's what we're going to do. We have a psychic coming in. I have communicated with the psychic what my birthday is. He also had to get Rob's information to find out when his birthday is so we can make sure that our aura and our chakra is aligned to fix this problem. The Drive is a solution-oriented show. And right now, this is unacceptable. Since Monday night, the Royals are hitting 170 as a group. They are 3-for-36 with runners in scoring position. I ain't going out like that. We've come too far to leave the Royals for dead. So this show is going to do something about it. We are going to wake up the bats. Coming up on the other side, we will give respect to Nick Bolton, who made the play of the early Chiefs season. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. On your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Welcome back into the drive. I'm calling Rob to the center of the floor. Rob, today is going to be about accountability. You lied to us about KU having a chance to win the Big 12 and compete for the college football playoff. You have lied to us repeatedly about Carson Steele. You have lied to us about so many other things. I don't know how we can believe you. I thought you were going to keep these takes on 610 Sports Radio. Unfortunately, you have brought them with you. You've carried them on to our plane. I can't keep carrying you if you're going to have these opinions. Let's start with the first thing that I'm calling you out on. Let's start with Nick Bolton. And I think that you do sometimes what a lot of people do with Nick Bolton. Nick Bolton has clear and defined flaws. I think we all know what they are. If you are asking Nick Bolton to cover your tight end, it's going to be a long day. It's going to be a long day. I'm here to tell you that. It might not go so hot for you guys. It really might not be. I still have nightmares of Isaiah Likely because he was punishing Nick Bolton. On one side of the coin, that is the case with Nick Bolton. You are going to get some ups and downs when it comes to pass coverage. You knew that when he was coming out of Mizzou, that this was a weakness that he has. But he has an overwhelming strength, and it's just not a strength that you personally see a lot of value in because you don't value running the ball or stopping the run. You know what Nick Bolton is really good at? C-ball, fine ball, hit man. He's really good at that. And yesterday, I know you all were feeling it. Falcons moving the ball down the field. It's crunch time. This is going to decide who wins the game. The Falcons, in my opinion, gave the ball to their best player in Bijan Robinson. That's why you pick him top 10. I think he's one of the five best running backs in the league. They gave it to him on the outside. He's able to make a guy miss or run through a guy. He didn't run through Nick Bolton. Tackle in the backfield. Tackle for loss. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Chiefs win again. He just has a strength that you don't see a lot of value in. But it is a strength. We know what Nick Bolton is at this point and what Nick Bolton is not at this point. As long as the Chiefs continue to highlight what he is really good at and highlight what his strengths are, you can get the most out of Nick Bolton. Now, you and I agree on a long-term plan, and what does that contract look like? Do you want to make a... We can have that conversation about Nick Bolton, but on Sundays, there is no better player that they have at stopping the run. There is no better player that this team has in pursuit than Nick Bolton. And I think you saw that on the most important defensive play yesterday for this Chiefs defense.
I think you phrased it perfectly on social media. After the game last night, you tweeted, perfectly apt. Nick Bolton has his flaws, but he's really good at that. And I retweeted it or, you know, shared that X post or whatever we're calling it nowadays because it's 1,000% correct. Me and you are both right about Nick Bolton. You have been steadfast and you have been saying since he got drafted, Rob, he has one great feature. He's always around the football.
Always.
Always. And you saw that on full display last night. End of the game, game's on the line, see ball, hit man. That is what Nick Bolton did perfectly. He was incredible all night at slowing down Bijan Robinson. That is 100% part of his game, and I probably unfairly do not value that part of his game properly because in games like last night, you saw it. It is how the Chiefs can win games. C-man, hit man, Nick Bolton might be one of the best in the league at doing that. But I think, and this is why your tweet's perfect, sometimes the other side of Nick Bolton exists. And this is where sometimes I'm prisoner of the moment because of where Nick Bolton went to school, the text line sometimes acts like he's infallible. But the first two games, when it was, hey, guard Mike Gesicki, hey, guard Isaiah Likely, he was the other side of that coin.
He's not good at it.
He was absolutely, to quote you, cooked food out there. He was humiliated.
You never want to be cooked food.
Never want to be cooked food. So I think through three games, you've seen the yin and the yang of Nick Bolton. And the reason the Chiefs won last night, not singularly, but one of the large reasons is he is great at the run-stopping one. But I'm happy me and you were on the same page about the future, because even though you value the run game more than me, I imagine me, you're in the same boat. You're not paying a premium dollar for a guy who cannot cover and is only C-man hitman in 2024. This is where he's different than a Fred Warner, because Fred Warner does a little bit of everything great. That is not Nick Bolton's game.
Yeah, and I think we thought at a time that maybe that's what Nick Bolton was going to evolve into, and I think we've seen enough football to know now that's not what he's going to be. I mean, Fred Warner has a chance of going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Like, he might be the Luke Kuechly of his era. So I don't know if it's fair to kind of put him in that conversation with one of the elite inside linebackers, not just of this time, but of any time. And this is where I think it's just a flaw in just how you think teams win is very different. They have played two teams that want to run the football, and running the football is part of their identity and who they are. We certainly know that's the case with the Baltimore Ravens. We also think that's the case with Atlanta. I know Atlanta has spent a lot of money on pass catchers and Drake London and Kyle Pitts, and they've spent significant resources. That team kind of goes as far as Bijan Robinson can take you with his versatility. So far through the first three games of the NFL season. So this is Derrick Henry, who is a future Hall of Fame back, in my opinion. Zach Moss, who is a capable running back. I don't want to spin it like he's anywhere near the caliber of those other two individuals. And then you had Bijan Robinson yesterday. Those three running backs, they have 51 carries for 111 yards so far this season. They have not just been good at stopping your run game. They have been elite. Yes, they got beat by Lamar, who is the most unique runner in the entire National Football League because of his position. And he can not only beat you by throwing the ball, but also can take off at a moment's notice. And he was more inclined to run in week one than we've seen Lamar do in quite some time. I just think we have enough data points to tell you exactly what his strengths are, what he brings to the table, and what his weaknesses are, and how you should help him out in avoiding those things. Here's Derek Johnson. He was on the morning show earlier. Here's what he had to say about the tackle that won the game last night.
Nick is a playmaker. He's a tackling machine. He's just a smart young player. Sometimes we forget how young Nick is. Like, Nick is a young player that's making a bunch of tackles, and that just confirms it at the end of the game. Play well all the way through, and at the end of the game, being able to take down one of the young superstars of athletes in the NFL with Bijan, and just coming inside out and knowing the situation, knowing that, hey, I'm going to shoot my shot, and it gave me a flashback. I've done that before, run inside out and come through the line and get a tackle for a loss to seal the game.
And that's got to be an incredible feeling. That was Derek Johnson. He was on the morning show earlier today. Nick Bolton made the play of the game for the Kansas City Chiefs on the fourth down run, the toss play to Bijan Robinson, as the Chiefs win last night 22-17. All right, Rob, don't back up. I'm still calling you to the table here. I get called out for my wrong picks all the time. It's your turn. Was I not right about Carson Steele? I've been telling you about Carson Steele for the last month and a half, and you didn't want to listen to me. You didn't want to see the vision. Carson Steele yesterday was exactly what they needed. Exactly. He's not going to run for 120 yards. He's not one of the premier backs in the league, but you know what he can do? He can get you 4.5 yards per carry. He can catch the ball a little bit out of the backfield. He runs hard. That's all you needed him to be. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less. There was no reason to be worried about Carson Steele heading into this matchup. Their offense looked exactly the same as it's been when Isaiah Pacheco was in there. We all love Isaiah Pacheco and what he brings to this team. We all hope that he has a speedy recovery. But the concept and feeling of next man up and having depth and preparing for injuries and the roster attrition that's going to happen over the course of a football season, that's why you get somebody like Carson Steele. I don't know why we treated Carson Steele like he was some small town running back. He played last year at UCLA. It is not surprising to me that someone who finished top 5 in rushing yards in the Pac-12 could be a productive NFL player the way that he looked yesterday. Wasn't anything flashy. Turn around, let's get 4 yards a carry, let's get 5 yards a carry, let's look good and pass pro, let's do the little things that you need to help this team win. They are fine for the next 6 to 8 weeks with no Isaiah Pacheco. They are fine. They did exactly what you want teams to do at the position. They got a player who looks like he can be productive at a very low acquisition cost. And over the course of the next couple of weeks, you know what they should do? They should give the ball to Carson Steele. He was one of their more reliable offensive players yesterday. I liked what I saw from Samaje Perine. He was a little bit more involved in the run game than I thought it was. So maybe both of us ended up being right about the Kansas City Chiefs run game. But I've told you guys for 6 weeks to not be worried about Carson Steele and that everything was going to be okay. And that's exactly what we saw yesterday. I was happy with their ability to stop the run, and I thought they ran the football effectively. And for an offense that still stalls at times, those two things were one of the biggest catalysts in helping the Chiefs win yesterday.
I will yet again come on the air and say I was wrong. I was worried about Carson Steele. I think a lot of it was where he was not drafted and the whole thing. He was effective yesterday. He was exactly what you need. And to credit you again, you made this analogy on the show last week. You said he can be Spencer Ware. You know what he looked like yesterday? Spencer Ware. A good running back that, if used correctly in the NFL, is a valuable commodity. But I think there's a second conversation now here at play with Carson Steele, because I'm reading the text line, and you see the same way I do it, one of the top texts. Carson Steele is just like Pacheco, but I think he's quicker. When Pacheco comes back, we have a great 1A, 1B running back combo.
That's all you needed it to be.
I don't know that he's 1B to Pacheco. I think you know what Carson Steele is, and I was wrong about this. I thought it was, uh-oh, the Chiefs are in trouble. He is very much a survive and advance running back. You can win and be an effective offense from a 6 to 10 week window when Pacheco is out. But I think if Carson Steele was your running back one and you are allowing him to be a weapon, I think you might be in trouble. The same way the Chiefs were not the best offense in the NFL when they had Spencer Ware and Charkhandrick West as a two-headed monster in the backfield. But you know what they were? A playoff team. You know what they were? Effective. They were an AFC West champion, I believe, that year too. The Chiefs can be that with Carson Steele, but I think there's a second conversation at play, and it's what happens all the time with fans, because fan is short for fanatic. Carson Steele was effective last night, and Andy Reid and co. are getting the most out of him for the next 6, 8, 10, however many weeks he's out. But let's not act like, boy, they got a real weapon at running back. They got survive in advance, which is exactly what I want from the position. So I was wrong. I have to eat my own words. They did the Rob plan. I doubted the Rob plan. The Rob plan is working, but I think there's a ceiling to how much it can work.
And I agree with you for the most part, but this is another one of those things that I think you have to acknowledge, I guess, in the way that we discuss running backs on this show is some of it's kind of a you get what you pay for. Who's the best running back in the National Football League? It's Christian McCaffrey. A team spent the first round pick on Christian McCaffrey. Who do you think is the second best running back in the NFL? I think it's Saquon Barkley. A team spent significant resources for Saquon Barkley. Who do you think is the third best running back in the league? I would say, based on so far this season, it's probably Breece Hall. Breece Hall was a second round draft pick. So in some regards, the Chiefs are getting exactly what they paid for. I would say even better than what they paid for. You spent the seventh round asset on Isaiah Pacheco for a guy who's going to run between 800 and 950 yards. They didn't spend a draft pick to acquire Carson Steele. He looks like a productive player at the position. So I'm happy with what they got. They ran the ball 33 times yesterday. Now it's a little bit off because of Patrick Mahomes at the end. So they were a little bit more effective than what the actual numbers end up saying. But they ran it 33 times. They got 128 yards. They were effective and they outran the Atlanta Falcons. If the Falcons get outrun by 40 yards the way that they did yesterday, they're going to lose a majority of their games. That is an offense that needs Bijan Robinson to be good, needs him to be productive. He wasn't yesterday. They only scored 17 points. All right. We have now reached a portion of the show for Royals math. I'm not going to give you all of the numbers. I'm just going to give you enough of the numbers. Now, it wasn't that long ago that the Royals' chances of making the postseason, they were like 90-something percent. Like 2 weeks ago, they were 90-something percent. This is where they are today, friends. Right now, FanGraphs has the Royals at a 68% chance of making the postseason. So it is still more likely than not that they are going to make the postseason. Baseball Reference, our dear friends over at Baseball Reference, they have the Royals also at 68% to make the postseason. Now, I'm not telling you to feel good about a 68%, but you know what? The math is still in your favor. It is. I'm not telling you to not be worried, because I am worried. I was at that game on Friday night. I was standing up. I was beating on my seat in the ninth inning. I really wanted the Royals to win and get off to a good start. And I saw Mason Black almost no-hit the Royals. Shut them out. So I can't tell you not to be worried, because I'm worried. But right now, all I can hold on to is that we have a psychic coming in tomorrow that's going to help us change the chakra of the team. And we're going to try to pass some good mojo off to the Royals as they are in the nation's capital. And all we can do is hold on to the math. And the math tells you that they are still probably going to make the postseason. Now, I can't tell you what's going to happen when they get there, because if they got to go on the road to play the Astros for three games, I don't know, man. It might be quick. Astros might beat them 9-2, 9-1. It is going to be a real quick series. But just make it. Just get in. That's it. Just get in. Finish the race. You have run a beautiful race so far. You really have. You've run a beautiful race. Don't miss the postseason. Because you know what we're going to start talking about if they miss the postseason outright? We're going to start talking about people losing their jobs. I don't want to do that. But, I mean, we know that's the conversation that's coming. If you blow the lead that the Royals have the second half of the season, you can't think everybody's coming back. I don't care how many games you won. I'm not even falling back on that. Well, you know, I mean, they won 56 games last year and it was better. Nah, man. Not when you got a 90-some percent chance of making the postseason and you guys have, excuse my French, pissed down your leg the second half of the season. Them boys have had a 7-game losing streak and are currently in the middle of a 6-game losing streak in the same month. This ends today. I don't even have a motivational speech for them. I try to give them one on these off days. I don't have one. We got to start going to more dire. We got to call in the big guns. We got to call in the reinforcements. I got to tap the right arm. We got a psychic coming in tomorrow. We got to change this. We got to do our part as a city and as a show. If I cause this, if you guys think I caused this by being overly confident, then I got to do something. I got to get things back realigned. If they make the postseason, it's going to be because of this show. It's going to be because of my efforts. I want you to know that. I'm taking full responsibility and credit if they turn things around, and none of the blame if it doesn't work out. That has nothing to do with me.
You mentioned it there when you were talking about how it's going to be sad because people are going to have to lose their jobs. You talk about leaving an awful taste in someone's mouth. If the Royals go from a near historic one-year turnaround, Ken Rosenthal was writing articles, Jason Stark was writing, baseball writer royalty was saying, look what's happening in Kansas City. They had an incredible All-Star weekend. Bobby Witt was the talk of the sport in July. In August, they had a chance to be the leader in the division. There was talk of, can you have a playoff game in Kansas City? If all that ends in a no postseason, that is just, ugh, the epitome of a gut punch. And I agree with you 100%. There will be people on the text line and people on social media and people that you meet in your life and people that you talk to that will say, well, hold on. They went from 56 to 80 whatever. Let's applaud them for that. I can't speak for the people. I will not be applauding their great turnaround if they have a historic collapse. Which, let's be honest.
I can't do that.
If they don't hold off the Twins, if they don't keep the Twins outside looking in, if they don't take care of business against the hapless Nationals,
they're bad.
I've seen the Nationals a lot. They were called the 2000s Royals. If you can't take care of business against them, I'm not going to be on this show applauding on Monday the 30th. Hey, great turnaround. You're really building something. The foundation is set. Nope. Historical collapse is going to be met with historical anger because this is bad if they can't make the postseason at all. In a year where they've expanded the postseason for teams like the Royals who are sputtering down the stretch.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, it was Fan Appreciation Week at the K, and the team returned the favor by going 0-6. That's the part that is really hard to wrap your mind around. Those boys lost every game last week. Every day. Monday, loss. Man, I'm going to get it back tomorrow. Tuesday, loss. We told you guys they had to win on Tuesday. You remember the text line? Text line was, I mean, Scooble's not undefeated. Bro, that was not the game you needed. No. Wednesday, loss, off day. All right, hey, you know what? They got the Giants coming in. They got Mason Black. He was 0-4 with a 7.07 ERA. He out there, he looked like Curt Schilling. They scored one run over the weekend. It's sad, y'all. It's really sad. You know what? Coming up on the other side, we're going to talk a little college football. We're going to pass out our helmet stickers, the teams that performed well over the weekend, and we'll get back to the Chiefs. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we have to talk about the Chiefs tight end. Now, I know you guys don't want to have some of these conversations, but this show, we're not afraid. We're going to talk about number 87 coming up in a bit. But before we do that, it was a great weekend of college football. Now, my team didn't play exactly how I wanted them to, but you know what, man? Feels good to win. Some of you didn't get that opportunity this weekend. That's not the experience that you had. You were frustrated with the way your team played and your team lost. That stinks. But you know what? This segment's not about that. It's about highlighting the players who had a great weekend across college football. Hit me, Rob! You know what? I am going to give a helmet sticker to Travis Hunter. Can we please stop this charade? The best player in college football is Travis Hunter. Now, he's probably not going to win the Heisman Trophy because we have just determined that it is a quarterback award. But you know what? I mean, we saw a couple of seasons ago that Devontae Smith won the Heisman Trophy. We've seen running backs win it before. So maybe the committee has more of an open mind than they do in the NFL. Travis Hunter on Saturday, 7 catches, 130 yards, and he had the game-saving forced fumble. Travis Hunter has over 100 yards in every game so far this season, and they have played 4 legitimate teams. He didn't get to play any patsies so far. It is not close. It is not an argument. Travis Hunter is the best player in college football. I got to give him a helmet sticker.
I'm actually going to stay on defense, too, my first helmet sticker. I will credit you. You've been telling me all week in the office, Rob, Michigan's going to beat USC. It's Big Ten. It's bully ball. Michigan's beating USC. Mark it down. And you know what? You were right. Will Johnson, by the way, remember the name if you're a draft fan or a pro football fan. His name's going to be called early in the NFL draft in April. He had an incredible pick six against Miller Moss in USC, which ended up being one of the differences in the game because after that, Michigan kind of stopped scoring. They scored once more the entire rest of the game. Michigan runs the ball and plays great defense. They're not going to be good enough to win a national title this year. But Will Johnson is truly special. He gets my first helmet sticker.
You know what? I'm going to give another helmet sticker. I'm going to give it to Luke Altmyer. If you do not know who he is the quarterback at the University of Illinois. Illinois is one of the surprise teams so far in college football. They go on the road to Lincoln and win 31-24. A very impressive win in overtime for the Fighting Illini. Their quarterback was special. 21 of 27, 215 yards, 4 touchdown passes. He goes on the road and outduels the star freshman from Nebraska. Illinois, a possible sleeper in the Big Ten. They got a tough one coming up this week. They go on the road to Penn State. You know what? I like the Illini. Brett Bielema is the head coach. Great quarterback play. One of the better defenses in college football. I'm going to give my helmet sticker to the quarterback, Luke Altmyer.
I'm going to give my final helmet sticker to Micah Bernard. He's the running back at Utah. Cam Rising, the 95-year-old man that plays quarterback for Utah, hurt yet again.
Of course, he's always hurt.
There's two things he does. Play college football until he's 32 and always be hurt. But you know what? I thought Utah would be vulnerable this year. On the road, in Stillwater, backup quarterback. But you know what they did? They pounded the rock for 150-plus with Micah Bernard, and suddenly Utah looks like they are the front runner for the Big 12, and they might be headed to the college football playoff if you win the Big 12. Maybe Cam Rising gets healthy this year. I don't know, but Utah looks formidable. And you know what? Brett McMurphy, friend of the show, always said teams that switch conferences struggle in year one. You're not seeing any of those struggles from Utah. They look like a class above the rest of the Big 12. Micah Bernard and Utah get my helmet sticker.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to talk about Travis Kelce and the start that he has gotten off to. I want to play this audio for you guys. This is from Frank Schwab. He is with Yahoo Sports. This is the greatest accomplishment. It is the best accomplishment that you can give any team, any player. Listen to what he says about the Chiefs.
It's just part of their DNA. It was a difference. It really was a difference between a team kind of still getting its identity with a new quarterback and a team that has been in these situations time after time after time. It just has a confidence we're going to find a way to win. I don't think yet this is a vintage Chiefs team.
I don't think that this is a vintage Chiefs team yet either. I think it's a little too early to have that conversation, but I guess maybe two things. I 100% agree with them. The Chiefs just figure it out. It is funny sometimes to kind of sit back and watch the wave of emotion on social media, and I get it, right? I'm a fan of a team too, so I understand the emotion, the highs and lows, the ebbs and flows. You want to snap at people. I get it. Man, your team always wins in the end. Nobody else wins but your team. It's okay. They usually, mostly, figure out a way in these situations. I saw a tweet yesterday here. Let me see if I could pull it up for you guys really quickly that I thought this was the perfect description of being a Chiefs fan. This guy's name is John Boyce. He said, being a Chiefs fan is a real roller coaster. Sometimes they win by a score of like 26-22, and then other times it's more like 25-19. You just never know with that team. That is exactly what it's like. It's not going to be easy. I think we have seen enough Chiefs games to know it is not going to be easy. You are not going to be able to turn things off late in the third quarter or the fourth quarter. It is not going to be a stress-free experience of watching the Chiefs. But you know what, man? You are always going to walk to your car happy because they figured out a way to win. They have been doing this for far too long for me to be really, really worried about this team.
Have you seen that thing on social media where it's like a graph?
Yeah,
and the
I've
very bottom it says like, man, I'm excited to watch my team play. Middle chunk, man, there's some weird stuff happening. My team is in danger of losing. And at the end it says, yay, my team won. That's what being a Chiefs fan is.
100%.
The journey is different every single time. The Ravens game, the Bengals game, the Falcons game. Three close wins, three games where fans were biting their nails, three games where everyone was wondering themselves, are they going to get it done? What's going to happen? But you know what? You always felt like they're going to win. I remember this last night. The Chiefs are down by one at halftime. And I was in the basement. I come upstairs to get some water, you know, talking to the wife. And she goes, are the Chiefs winning? I said, no, they're down by one. But they're going to win. You knew they were going to win. The how hadn't been locked in yet. But you knew a win was coming. That's what being a Chiefs fan is in 2024. And kind of was that way in 2023 and 2022. And most of the Patrick Mahomes era is just, let's see the path to this impending Chiefs victory.
This is a good segue to our top of the hour conversation. Is this just the Chiefs offense? Because I think with every new iteration, people are kind of expecting the Chiefs to kind of snap back to reality and that they're going to go back to the team that scored 30. That's not really the NFL right now. That's not really what the Chiefs have been. I think a lot of it is just the Chiefs are always sort of being compared to what their offense used to be. This offense has been a grinded out offense for the last 2 years. That part about them doesn't really feel much different than last season. Now, sure, you don't have Hollywood Brown. You got some injuries. This is a little bit of a different team than we thought we were going to get. But man, this offense feels eerily similar to what we watched for most of last season. And it really comes down to turnover differential and so protecting the football, staying healthy, running the football effectively, and continuing to develop players. Coming up on the other side, we will talk about number 87, Travis Kelce, another game that is not up to his incredibly high standard. We'll talk about it. Keep right here. It's The Drive.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.